Welcome.
Let's go.
What's Gucci? Good. What's good? What's Gucci? We missed you guys. What's up in the house? So we're gonna jump right in. We have a very special guest on the podcast. Our first guest on the pod, coming all the way from Michigan. We have a business owner. Infinite Life Possibilities is the business, and her name is Karen McPhail. Everyone give a warm welcome. Now, Karen is a business and life coach from Michigan, like I said. She also birthed one of our co-hosts, and it's Clara. Came straight out the womb onto the podcast. Yeah. Right out the and
popped right out.
We're not bleeping that.
I just fell right out.
Fell right out.
Oh. Except for I was being choked by my umbilical cord. So I tried to fall right out, got choked for a while. Then after
2 hours.
That,
2 hours of
after 2 hours of being choked by my umbilical cord.
Was Clara a big baby? How much did she weigh? 10 pounds.
Almost 10.
Oh.
Her brother weighed 10. Ooh. Clara was like 9.8.
All right.
I'm a big girl. What can I say?
You're looking huge today, dude. Cheers to that. So Karen is going to hang with us. We're going to do some fun segments with her, pretty interesting stuff. We're not pouring our hand grenades for what's in my hand grenade on screen. We made it ahead of time just to add to the mystery of it. So we'll do our ASMR really quickly, and then we have a very special beverage to give to Karen on today's pod. So
all right.
Our ASMR really quickly. Nice, hit that one. Get in there, dude. And we'll just take a quick little sippy sip. Delicious.
Right.
Oh, nice. Okay.
We dub the podcast guest.
Okay.
Here's your.
And I don't want it to get on your white pants, just
okay.
In case.
All right.
We keep it casual.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
take a little sip, see how it hits. I don't want it to like leak out onto your, which it probably will actually, because this is a bad design.
No, I think
no, bad design.
Oh my god,
bad design.
Oh no. Oh no. What is happening?
Okay,
okay. Okay. Why do they keep coming out?
Yeah, white pants.
For those of you who are not watching the YouTube version, just know that my mom is wearing pure white pants.
That now have grape juice all over them.
Mom, don't talk about what's in the drink.
Oh.
She doesn't understand this segment. Yeah, so anyway, if you weren't here, my mom got a Viking helmet placed on her head that usually holds beers, and she started drinking out of the straw, and then the cranberry juice started pouring all over her and onto her pants. So currently her and Ruby are in the kitchen making my mom a new drink and figuring out the hat situation. My opinion on this, disappointed. The Viking hat is freaking awesome, and I'm sad it didn't work out, but I guess we'll just have to save it for another time.
I'm gonna do a quick E40 word of the day. Now, as many of you know, I hate E40 and I hate every word that he says.
It's true.
So something that he says is vominos, which I didn't even think that any words not in English could be ruined for me, but E40 has done it again and ruined a word for me that every time I hear that word, I think of E40's voice, which is extremely unpleasant and puts me in a bad mood. So that is my E40 word of the day, vominos. Don't use it around me, please. Welcome back, Karen. I'll go ahead and let Clara introduce our next segment, since this is your mother.
So our next segment is going to be called Mama Loco. And this week, as my mom's been visiting us here in Chico, California, all the way from Michigan, we have been trying to teach her about the concept of a meme and, you know, what that means to us, what that means to the world, and what it could or could not mean to her. And today we decided to hit her with a few a few meme-ish concepts and just ask her what she feels like or thinks they mean. She may know some of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. She's got the book face. She's got the gramsta, you know?
Yeah.
And I really don't know what's gonna happen. Ruby and I both picked out a couple topics. And Ruby, do you wanna?
Yeah, I'll start us off. So, Karen, you're just gonna give us your best guess on, you know, what these things could mean. So what do you think Rick rolling means?
Rick rolling?
It's a verb, so you Rick roll someone. You do it to someone. It's an action you do to someone.
First thing that comes to your mind.
Tongue kiss. French kiss or whatever. Yeah.
You Rick roll someone.
No, that was honestly the best guess I could have ever hoped for.
It's close.
Yeah.
It is close.
It's very close. So I'll explain. I recently found out what Rick rolling was. It was big in like 2010 for a few years. So you're familiar with Rick Astley. So Rick rolling is the idea of sending a text or a YouTube video to someone of a link. So I'll text Claire, I'll send her a link to a video that says like cute puppies. And she'll go, oh, okay, it's cute puppies. She'll click on the cute puppies video and it'll pop up and be that song. Rick Astley singing that song.
And
so
he's
dancing. Yeah, it's when you think you're getting one thing and you always get Rick rolled. You know, you get Rick Astley singing Never Gonna Give You Up.
Cool.
So that is the
She says, oh cool.
That's how you Rick roll someone.
And I
didn't know what it was until less than a year ago when someone named Reed did it to me. Claire is one of Reed's side hoes. And
all right, so that's the end of me being on today's podcast. I'll effing see you later.
All right, so Reed, if you're listening to this, Claire's mad, and that's okay.
But fine, I'm back.
Okay, she's back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay.
I'm not talking to you for the rest of the
game. Okay, off the topic of Reed. Anyway, that's what Rickrolling is. Claire, why don't you take...
Reed.
Sorry. Why don't you take your first meme idea?
Yeah, for sure. So, Mom.
Yes.
If you were in a social setting with, say, none other than Kermit the Frog, and someone walked into the room and Kermit looked at you and took a sip out of a white cup of tea, what would that mean to you?
It's meta. I don't even know.
What would that mean if Kermit took a sip of tea out of a white cup when somebody walked into the room?
You don't know the Kermit the Frog meme?
I'm with a couple of freaking nuts.
I would say that it would be a gesture of welcome.
Ah, cute.
That's a good answer.
All right, incorrect. So, in you know, just doing a little research on this meme, I actually found out a cool fun fact about Kermit the Frog. I actually have two fun facts. Number one, his birthday is May 9th, 1955.
And one day before your birthday.
Yeah, one day before mine. And the other is that his significant other is officially listed on Wikipedia.
Try that one again. What's the website called?
I just peed my pants. I'm not kidding. I'm gonna sit in it for the rest of the podcast, but I just peed my pants. Miss Piggy. So I was trying to say Miss Piggy and Wikipedia at the same time, and that's why that happened.
Yeah.
But it's actually a sign of sarcasm, of cheekiness.
Okay.
You know? Like, that lady has three cats in her hair.
Your setup was...
So kind of on the real down low between the two of us.
Kind of like if you gave your friend a look. And like you don't have to say anything and you know what they're thinking. That's you and Kermit in that instance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. What do you think pulling a Wayne means?
Pulling a Wayne.
Wayne. Pulling a Wayne.
Pulling a Wayne. Like a practical joke on someone?
That's a good guess.
That is a good guess. No, so pulling a Wayne is when you go to a big event or something that you're excited for, fully intending on remembering the event for the rest of your life, but then ultimately blacking out and forgetting the entire night. Mm. Pulling a Wayne. I've never done it.
Me either.
And is that spelled W-A-Y-N-E?
Like Lil Wayne, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, mom, what? You know.
Wheezy,
what?
Baby. I'm cutting that.
I know, you know.
You better hope you're editing this one, bro.
No way.
Okay.
Oh, hell nice. Yeah, I am.
Okay, my next one is a little video we all know and love. It's called Two Girls, One Cup. What do you think that could be about?
A video about two girls with one cup. That there's one guy and the two girls both want him?
That's pretty close.
It's not far off, except for the guy is actually
a cup,
and he or said cup is filled with a vomit looking substance, and it's kind of a shock factor
porn.
And I have a couple actual fun facts about this one too. Fans speculated that it was actually chocolate ice cream, refried beans, or peanut butter. And apparently in court, because they went to court, apparently, two girls in one cup went to court. And they said it was chocolate ice cream. They brought up that it inspired another video, which I just wanted everyone to remember because it is probably a horrible time in your life, and that is one guy, one jar, in which the guy shoves the jar up his asshole and it shatters inside of his asshole. You remember that?
I do.
It was a weird time
No, I watched Two Girls, One Cup, did not watch One Guy, One Jar.
Huh. I don't know what we're doing tonight with my mom. Right after Salad Fingers.
You all look so beautiful.
All right, review section. Yeah.
Wash up at once.
You can't say the rest of that one.
Okay, you're right. I know, I think we've tried that one before. Everyone go check out Salad Fingers on YouTube. Okay, next one. What do you think getting schmacked means?
Getting schmacked.
Schmacked. Not smacked. Schmacked.
Schmacked.
Schmack.
Schmack. Getting schmacked.
Schmacked.
Just like, getting spoofed.
What is a spoof?
Kind of like pranked.
It's kind of like a meme.
Like pulling a Wayne.
Yeah, I'm meming you back.
I'm spoofing you now, so you better watch out.
Okay. Getting schmacked is actually similar to pulling a Wayne. It's where you get really, really f***ed up. There are a lot of words for that in 2021. A lot of slang terms. All right, hit your last one, bro.
All right. The toads are on the table.
The toads are on the table. Mushrooms?
Mom, that's inappropriate for the podcast.
I don't want to talk about paraphernalia and drugs
with my mom.
With my mom. Okay? I'm feeling super uncomfortable.
You said that sounded like Kermit the Frog when you said that.
Oh, I wanted to do a Kermit the Frog impression, but I just got a little chicken just now. I got a little
What does it mean?
Well, it's actually an original saying that I made up, so it's okay that you didn't get it, but it kind of means, you know, everything's... Now we all know what's going on.
Right.
The cards are on the table.
The cards are on the table. Everything's out on the table, but the toads...
All the toads
are on the table.
Right.
Yeah, that is...
All the skeletons are out of the closet.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Yeah. Yes. Basically, everything's laid out, and that is one Clara made up.
All right.
Which it's, you know, it works.
It's getting mainstream, so I thought it was fair to show up.
Yeah.
To put in.
So I actually have, now I have a loaded question for Karen, if we have time.
I think we have time.
What was your biggest parenting faux pas when your kids were little? Did you ever leave them at the grocery store or, you know, lock them in the car with the windows up? Anything that comes to mind that it would have gone over their heads, but you were like, oh.
Yeah, let's hear about it.
Gosh.
Perfect mom doesn't have any, I bet. Really?
I mean, I'm thinking of one thing.
Say it.
That, no, I'm not going to
say it.
Nope.
Mom,
nope.
That's the thing you need to say.
Nope. But you were involved in it.
All right, we'll have to.
Say it.
I mean, if she doesn't want to answer, she can truth or drink it and just take a fat swig of her drink.
I'll take a swig.
No. Just say it.
Okay. But other than that, I can't think of...
Say it. There's... If it's too much, we'll edit it out.
No. Well, I'm not going to be that dumb. Yeah.
All right. It's okay. She can take a drink.
What is it?
That's fair. It must have been pretty bad.
I'll tell you after the podcast.
Everyone, comment what you think it was in the comments. No, Karen is a wonderful mother and has two beautiful children who are incredible, smart people. So I
one is more beautiful than
that. I don't believe it was that bad, but I want everyone to comment what you think happened.
Okay.
We'll talk about it off camera. What's your loaded question? Did you come up with one?
Clara may have been scarred. Just saying.
What happened to me? I feel like
Claire's gonna need therapy after this.
I feel dirty now. I feel like my whole life has been a lie at this point.
And now is a segment we like to call family therapy.
professional MTBC.
I am a therapist now. As
Ruby
of a few weeks ago.
Certified. Can we get a round of applause?
Thank you. So I will be mediating. No, that would be a different episode. We'll do a sub episode of that. Clara, I don't think she's gonna say it. I think we need to release. You know what I mean?
I think what I need is some vintage spoilers.
Agreed. So this is a segment, and we're giving you plenty of time to stop the video or fast forward. We are going to be spoiling popular movies and television shows. The first one that I'm going to spoil is Finding Nemo. And just in case anyone...
I haven't seen that yet.
Just in case anyone...
Have you seen Finding Nemo? How many took you to see Finding Nemo?
That was where that was where the trauma happened at Finding Nemo.
I didn't want to bring it up because...
So, sorry, spoiler alert, Nemo's mom dies in the first 5 minutes of the movie. So that's sort of a spoiler. And yes, I know it's a burning question that everyone was wondering. They do find Nemo in the end. So no need to, you know, be on the edge of your seats because Nemo is found and they made multiple movies in the franchise after that. Take it away, Clara.
All right, well, there was a film I watched quite some time ago. It's called The Lion King. It came prior to Lion King 2 and Lion King 1.5. The first Lion King is the one that I'm referring to. And there's a young male lion who has this
breakthrough in his relationship with his father, Lion, who kind of runs their squad, Pride, their Lion Pride. And right after they have kind of these beautiful moments together, and it's really this nice coming of age segment of young male Lion Simba's life. His dad actually falls off a cliff into a canyon and gets trampled to death. And his own brother could have saved him, and he didn't. And young Simba has to experience that. So if you thought it was going to be this beautiful story of a son lion and a father lion, just so you know, the father lion gets viciously trampled to death.
May I add on to that?
Please interject. Yes.
Come on in.
So the uncle lion, Scar, then goes on to blame it on Simba.
Right. So a whole nother level of guilt. Right.
He feels so terrible.
Like, it's manipulative.
And he feels so terrible, he exiles himself.
That's right, and where he meets Timon and Pumbaa and they sing all the bangers or whatever, but...
Holy crud.
So it even goes deeper.
That's similar to what happened to you, Clara.
That is similar to what happened to me.
Remember to leave a comment on what you think happened to Clara as a child.
Yeah. We're all curious.
So we're coming to the close. We have one special celebrity update that I think Karen can relate to and give us some insight on the celebrity. It's sort of a vintage celebrity in a way. So I'll let Clara throw the updates.
We have a...
Put all the toads on the table, bro.
We have a heartthrob of the 70s and a Lindsay Lohan looking... American actor, singer, songwriter, and guitarist who played Keith Partridge. Yeah. Mom, who is it?
David Cassidy.
Now, what did David Cassidy mean to you as a younger woman?
Well, I remember watching, like, every Friday night, you had to watch Brady Bunch and the Partridge Family.
Marsha
was the bus, the really weird bus, and it was the family that, the traveling band,
right?
But it was the family.
Yes.
And David Cassidy was the main heartthrob singer, and I remember my sisters being older. I was quite young, at 1970. But there was a picture, a poster, the first poster that I ever kind of looked at and had a big old crush on somebody. And then you got to watch him in the Partridge Family. And then the song was, I Think I Love You. You know, so yeah, it was
Throw some more toads down about David Cassidy.
You all throw the toads down. They're hopping all over the place at this point. So on the show, he's a son.
Oh, can I say something?
Yes.
His mother on the show was really his stepmother in real life. And you know what's even sicker if you went back to the Brady Bunch, which just doesn't have anything to do with David Cassidy, but the mother on the Brady Bunch was actually dating one of her sons.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Lord. Tea. That is big tea.
Yeah.
That's a little gnarly. But they're not actually related, right?
Not on the Brady Bunch, they weren't related. But in the Partridge Family, the mother was really David Cassidy.
That's so interesting. So they had a, you know, background. They had history.
Family connection.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well, in 1956, when David was actually a small child, he had to find out from his neighbors that his parents had been divorced for the last 2 years. The neighbor kids told him about the fact that his parents had been separated for 2 years and they had not told him. So I guess you could say he had a pretty traumatic childhood.
I'm confused. So was he living with both parents? Or
yes, they're living in one house. Oh. They're chilling. He's running around the neighborhood, dandy and golden, living his best life. And some kids in the neighborhood come up and they're like, yo, dude, your parents have been divorced for days. And he said, holy cow.
Holy cow. All the toads are on the table now.
And I just, I mean, I don't know if that was the exact wording, but I think that it's pretty cool.
Similar.
Similar. Yeah. So that was just a little bit on his background, on his childhood, kind of that atmosphere that he was in. He is a Democrat turned Republican, which I've dubbed a Dempub.
Dempub.
He has an interesting situation that he has created in which his mom suffered from Alzheimer's. And so in February of 2017, when he's on stage and he can't remember the lyrics of his song, he accredits it to dementia, to Alzheimer's. He's done all these campaigns for Alzheimer's. He's trying to raise awareness. And he says, oh, it's the Alzheimer's that runs in my family. That's why I can't remember the words. And then a couple months later, he comes out and he said, actually, I had alcohol poisoning. And he turned out to have liver disease and kidney failure. And in an interview later, after he lied about having dementia, he, you know, is like, no, it's the alcohol. I have my memory, you know, bummage. He says, I did it to myself to cover up the sadness and the emptiness. And on November 21st of that same year, he died from the liver and kidney failure. And his estranged...
That's Juliana's birthday.
He was only 66.
Wait, Juliana or Juliana? I'm confused. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Not important.
I think if you were her, it would be important.
Well, you would
think. You thought wrong.
You would think she wouldn't lie to you.
You'd think she'd correct you after.
But she wouldn't. Anyway, his estranged daughter, who didn't get anything from his will, said that his final words were, so much time wasted. So I just want to drop a quick number. If you need help and are suffering from alcoholism, there's a 24-hour hotline, 866-797-4268. It is a serious problem. If you need help, get some help.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be wasting your time. Sorry to end on such a dark note today, you guys.
But
it's just reality, and sometimes that's a celebrity update.
And you know what that is?
That's showbiz, baby!
Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you very much, Karen, yes, for joining us. We're going to plug her Instagram in the comments. Infinite Life Possibilities, life and business coach, all the way from Michigan. Thank you again. And thank you, everyone, for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
That's showbiz.